Hey everybody, it's Tim. Welcome back to Less Than 12 Parsecs. Happy 2019 to you. Yes, that's right, it's a new year, 2019. Man, oh man, happy new year. Boy, oh boy, did 2018 go out with a whimper and not a bang. It sure did, at least here on Less Than 12 Parsecs. As you guys know, if you've been paying attention, I've been really struggling to keep the show going ever since October, September maybe? I wish I could offer you guys some great excuses, some explanations, but it's just, yeah, it's life. I got stuff going on. I'm personal, private things going on that are keeping me busy, work things. Honestly, there's some days during the week where I leave the house at 8:30 a.m. and don't get home until 12:30 a.m. It's just long days. Boy, oh boy. I don't know what to say. I am going to say that I'm going to keep Less Than 12 Parsecs going. To some degree, at least until Star Wars Celebration. I'm going to try and limp along until April, because I will be at Star Wars Celebration. And maybe as we get closer to Celebration, as I get more excited for Celebration, my energy level, my free time, my Star Wars time will increase, and that will reflect here on Less Than 12 Parsecs. No promises, though. No promises. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get through this entire episode, so... Actually, that's not true. I will get through this episode because our good pal, Ryan Dassing. Man, oh man, Ryan, I owe you so much. Ryan Dassing, is going to do all the heavy lifting this episode. Today's episode is another one of his Titans of Podcasting episodes. Today, he sits down with Luke Cruiser from the Bad Motivators podcast. Him and Luke have a great little chat about Star Wars and podcasting and some other fun stuff. So, Ryan, take it away. Man, oh man, I owe Ryan so much. Man, this Ryan should just take over Less Than 12 Parsecs. I've offered it up to him, you know. True, that's a true story. But he hasn't taken the bait yet. So here you go. Here's Ryan Dassing, good buddy of Less Than 12 Parsecs, chatting with Luke Cruiser from the Bad Motivators podcast.
Welcome to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. Now, here's your host,
Ryan Dassing.
Hey, welcome to Less Than 12 Parsecs. My name's Ryan Dassing, and this is another episode of Titans of Podcasting, where I sit down and talk to Star Wars podcasters and get to know them just a little better. Today, my guest is Luke Cruiser. He's one of the main characters for the podcast of the Bad Motivators. Thanks for being here, Luke.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, hey, let me just dive right into it. When did you get started podcasting, and what got you into this medium?
Funny enough, I was on a Facebook group for Funko Pops, and I ran into Ron. He's a Ron Solo on Twitter. If you follow now this is podcasting. They call him Lawyer Ron all the time, but he's not. But he's not really a lawyer. He just kind of does some side stuff for Now This Is Podcasting. But what happened was I was on a Funko Facebook page, and he was like, "Hey man, you got to get on Twitter." And I had a Twitter page from college that I never used. So it's on my Twitter. It says I've been a member since like 2009, but I've really been a member since like 15. So, maybe 16. So anyways, I got involved and got into Star Wars Twitter, and I'd been listening to Analysis podcasting and stuff like that. And then I started getting into Blue Harvest and Rogue One and stuff like that. And then I did some artwork for Rogue One. And then they had me and one of my co-hosts, Eric Strothers, on for one of their shows because he had made some music for them. So it was kind of like a thank you for doing some stuff. They had us on the show. So almost immediately after we did that show, I was like, man, Eric and I had a good flow together. And then I decided... like, man, I kind of want to do this all the time. So I asked Eric about it. He's like, yeah, man, I've been thinking about doing it too. And that was a lot of fun. And then we heard our buddy Dallas on the Sith List, and we asked him what he thought. And then we recorded a couple sample podcasts that will never be released. And here we are.
That's awesome. Like I said, I'm a big fan of origin stories, and that's the first time I've ever heard that story. But like I said, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I listen to Bad Motivators every week. With you, Dallas Wood, and Eric Struthers. And like I said, it's just one of those awesome dynamics between you guys. And doing this Titans of Podcasting, I kind of get to cherry pick some of my favorites who I listen to. So I get insight from some of the stuff I listen to. And I love hearing like stuff like that I didn't know prior to the interview. So, about podcasts, other than Star Wars podcasts, what do you find yourself listening to other podcast wise?
Well, I'm in the, as you know, we're in a fantasy football league together. I listen to some fantasy football podcasts. I listen to way less music than I used to. I used to listen to a lot of music, and now I don't. And now I get so disheartened by it that I can't really listen to it much of it anymore. But I listen to quite a few audiobooks. Right now I'm listening to Going Clear. It's about Scientology. That's pretty interesting. There was an HBO special about it. It's like a watered down version of the book. The book is a 17-hour audiobook, so detailed. I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
Yeah. I just like kind of just kind of learning what I can from all different types of things. I love Star Wars, obviously, so I listen to Star Wars podcasts. I found since probably about episode 50, maybe 45 of the Bad Motivators, I stopped listening to as many Star Wars podcasts as I had before. And I think Haas Burkhart said it best, and so did Jason from Analysis Podcasting, Haas from Blue Harvest, that whenever you do a podcast, the more you listen to other Star Wars podcasts, you start feeling like maybe your opinions are being formed from other people.
Totally get that. I totally get that.
So you try to stay fresh and, you know, keep your own perspective going. But there's some shows that I guarantee to listen to every week. So, but yeah, if I'm not listening to that stuff and I got my kids, chances are we're listening to the Moana soundtrack because they can't get enough of it.
Hey man, I feel you on that. No, it's funny because I'm doing a resistance reaction podcast episode soon, and I have been trying to stay away from everybody else's review because I don't want it to hinder my fresh thoughts. And it's funny because you guys were the only podcast that I listened to the reaction to the first three episodes, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to fast forward because I never fast forward through your podcast. I'm like, so, all right, let me just get through this. So other than you guys, I haven't heard anybody else's review. I've been kind of keeping myself radio silence for that, but that's cool. So let me put you on the spot real quick. So it's 2018 and I am just getting into Star Wars, and I want to know the most interesting Star Wars podcast right now. So go. What would be your suggestion?
Which Star Wars podcast would I listen to?
If you were to tell me who doesn't know much about Star Wars, I'm getting into it, and you want to put me on the straight and narrow, what would you tell me?
Well, I keep talking about these guys, but if you want to know about what's hot and fresh, you know, coming down the pipe, and you don't mind some profanity, you got to check out Analysis Podcasting, because Jason, Randy, and Sal, they have a real good relationship, and they've done like I don't know, like 300 some episodes by now, and Jason has his sources and he gets spoilers, and they're usually dead on the money, and he's got no problem admitting when he's wrong. But unlike a lot of quote unquote sources out there, he actually legitimately puts out stuff that's true. So if you want to be in the know about some things, or get some deep insight about some of the lore of Star Wars sometimes, that's a good place to go. My favorite Star Wars podcast though is definitely Blue Harvest. Haas and Will, they've been best friends for a really long time. You really could tell Haas has a really deep knowledge of and love for Star Wars, and so does Will, but it's they're different levels, and that kind of their different levels of fandom in a way kind of make the dynamic much better, because Will loves Star Wars, but Haas knows Star Wars. So they kind of have these conversations, and it's just a fun effortless listen. And that's why I really enjoy that show.
Very cool. Yeah. The making Star Wars network is, a pretty tight network. I'm pretty big in the Sith list too.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's got my buddy Eric Stroud on there too. So I gotta say, yeah. And I gotta say, since he's been on there, I mean, I've always enjoyed their show, but adding him onto there really kind of solidified their flow, and it's really worked out well. I was like, oh no, they're gonna steal Eric from us when he first went on there, but it turned out well, and I'm really glad he's there, because he really makes me enjoy that show that much more. What I love about that show is that there's so much knowledge in that show, and so many different perspectives that come together. And once again, talk about a group of people that really know each other, you know, with Raj, Boo, and Les especially. You know, they're a tight clique, and they really know each other. And Les knows like everything up there's could possibly to know about comic books. So it's always, he just starts, it's always fun listening to him go off on these deep tangents about some obscure Marvel character I'd never heard of before. So
yeah, I like how they start off with Star Wars and they kind of go off on different other fandoms, and it's kind of cool to, like, you know, if you're not into certain something, it's cool, you know, some knowledge, you know, dropped on you, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
awesome, cool. So let's go a little bit into the Force here. So if I were to give you a lightsaber and send you into the galaxy far, far away, would you pick the blue lightsaber symbolizing the light side of the Force, or would you take the red to symbolize the dark side?
Well, I'd probably say the blue, because every time I ever play, and I feel like this happens less these days, but video games used to be, you know, you could did you ever play Fable?
No, I didn't.
Well, there's other games like that too, but basically you get to decide which path you're going to go down, whether you're going to be, or like Mass Effect does it too, where you can choose if you want to be on the good side, the bad side, or somewhere in the middle. And so with saying that, it was impossible for me to ever, at least the first time, to not be a good guy. Like I'm not saying I'm like the best dude in the world, but for whatever reason in my mind, I couldn't justify being a bad person in those games. So that's kind of how I take it with this. I would choose what I felt would be the right side, which would be the light side.
That's cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
So, hey, not to put you on the spot or anything like I just did, but I'm going to do it again. So I've been asking everybody, can you pinpoint the moment in your life when you knew that you completely fell in love with Star Wars?
Oh, actually, yeah. And it was honestly the first time I ever saw it. And I kind of came into Star Wars, I don't know, I guess you say later than a lot of people did. Like fourth or fifth grade. That's not super late, but it's later than, you know, my buddies, like Eric, you know, he saw, but he's old as hell. He saw the original movie in the theater when he was like 3 years old. He still has vivid memories of it. And so, I mean, it's not like that, but a buddy of mine had the original trilogy that had been, remember when you would have the side-by-side VCRs, you record one tape from the other?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he had versions of the Star Wars tapes that have been recorded like four or five different times,
from like,
you know, copied over and over again.
Yep.
And he let me borrow them for a weekend. He's like, oh man, you gotta check out this movie. How have you never seen Star Wars? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm sheltered, I guess. I don't know. And every other weekend I would go out and visit my my grandmother, and I would spend probably most of that time watching old recorded cartoons or movies or something like that. And I took these tapes out there, and I watched them all like four times that weekend. Just once I started, I couldn't stop. It was the craziest, coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I shortly after that, it was a couple of years later after that, the special editions came out, and my mom got me that set, and I burned it up too. And I've been a big fan ever since. My deeper knowledge of Star Wars didn't really come into play until I was an adult, because I don't know about you, but whenever I'm going off on a tangent here, but whenever you were younger, was there a moment where people would make fun of you for liking Star Wars? Like, you know what I mean? Like you became less cool to be into Star Wars, like you became into like the nerds or whatever, and like you know what I'm saying?
Personally, no, because I wasn't a fan until I got older than that, but I did know kids in school that were into Star Wars, and I saw them go through that, and that sucks.
Yeah, I kind of, because whenever the prequels came out, like whenever Phantom Menace came out, it was okay to be that way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it was came back and everybody was all hyped up about it. You know, it'd been like almost 20 years since the last movie, and so everybody was, it was all over our Pepsi cans at lunch and stuff, and you know, it was all cool. But shortly after that, because a lot of people didn't like the prequels, at least, you know, then or whatever, so they would, it became, if you were into, like, if you were still into Star Wars after after the cool kids had deemed it uncool, and if you're reading the books or out there playing role-playing games with your friends, then they would just make fun of you all the time. So being the coward that I was, like, oh, I don't like Star Wars, what are you talking about? Even though I deeply loved it. And I would still watch those VHS tapes I had when I go home. But when I got to be an adult, like, you know, when I became an adult and I got away from the mean kids at school, I really dove deep into it. And once Audible came along and the build up for the Force Awakens came along.
Oh man,
it's been nonstop for me ever since. I went through a ton of EU books on Audible. I've listened to every single book that's come out in the new canon. Well, most of them. I can't claim all of them because I don't read a lot of the young adult novels. There are quite a few of them I get, but not most of them. And you know, obviously all the movies, all the cartoons, collecting like a fool, started a podcast. So it's just been all Star Wars all the time for the last 4 years or so.
Nah, man, that's awesome. Yeah. I was already out of high school before the Phantom Menace came out. So I was kind of like in school for the dark time. So the only kind of Star Wars thing that happened when I was in high school was the, special editions, came out back to theaters, and I was working almost two jobs in high school, so I never even got to see them in theaters released like that just because I was always so busy. But I definitely had friends in school that were huge into Star Wars, and yeah, they kind of got, you know, they got that label on them, which totally sucks, but I get it.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, and I think it might be slightly different today, maybe. Oh, totally. You know, maybe not. Maybe it's, you know, I don't envy kids anymore. Like, I remember, like, there's all these people that would go back and say, oh man, I wish I could go back to when this and then. I'm like, nah, screw that. I hate that thought process of if I could go back, I would change this. I'm like, no, that screw that, man, because then you'd be back in high school, and high school sucks.
Yep.
I have no desire back in there in that hormone driven society. No, thank you.
Yeah, just to not to age myself, but my 20th high school reunion is next year, and I will not be attending that. I tell everyone that anyone who I still hang out with from high school, I hang out with, and then the acquaintances I'm friends with on Facebook. Other than that, why would I want to go see people that I don't care about? I don't know.
Dude, I completely feel you. I mean, I spend most of my time, when I see somebody that I went to high school with in public, ignoring them and hoping they don't notice me.
Totally.
I talked to about three or four people I went to high school with, and that's good enough.
Yeah. I got a nice little handful of guys I've grown up with that, I still hang out with on a regular basis. But yeah, other than that, it's like, I get the people you may know on Facebook. I'm like, there's a reason why I haven't friended them in the past 10 years.
Exactly. I don't even really use Facebook anymore. I think the last thing I posted was a picture of my child being after she was born. That's about it. I don't really have a desire for it. I much rather, I've had so much more fun on Twitter that, it's so much more fun. So social media is so much more fun when you don't have your family on it.
Amen to that, brother. Yeah. Like, for my my relatives that don't live close, who don't get to see my kids on a regular basis, or the 501st, I wouldn't be on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
But well, hey man, that was an awesome interview. So before we wrap things up here, why don't you tell everybody what you're up to these days, and where they can find you not Facebook. No, I'm just kidding. Where they find you on social media or, you know, about your podcast.
Okay. You can listen to me, my buddy Eric Strothers, my buddy Dallas Wood, every Wednesday on the Bad Motivators. Our Twitter handle is bad_motivators. You can follow me at Luke Cruiser on Twitter. And that's about it as far as social media goes. Like I said, people friend me on Facebook and it's whatever, but I'm never going to interact with you on there, cause I don't care about Facebook. I don't even have the app on my phone. But yeah, that's every Wednesday. Check us out. We have a somewhat interesting view on things. We're three dads and we have no problem talking about our, you know, life with our kids and what, you know, introduce them to Star Wars and all the antics they get into. So it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of collecting. We are all three big men teenagers, I guess you could call us. We've got a whole bunch of toys and we just love talking about Star Wars.
That's awesome. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the show and yeah, I love that you guys always talk about what you guys get every week and make me feel just like the burp loser that I am, because that doesn't happen every week for me.
No, dude, we're wheelers and dealers, man. Like, I know it seems like we are just, you know, getting all this and that, but most of the stuff that we get is because we found it for cheaper.
Oh yeah.
And that's how we do things. I mean, I personally, like I said, just had my third kid. Like, my collectings can go way down unless I'm getting it from like Shop Goodwill or something, because it's such an expensive hobby. I might have to sell some stuff. So,
right.
Whew, yeah, it's crazy. My collection's out of control, anyways.
I think my wife wants to choke you personally for introducing me to shopgoodwill.com.
Well, I mean, at least you're getting stuff for cheaper.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, like, I bought that BB-8 Hero Droid, which was $250 when it came out, for $12.
That's awesome.
So, what are you going to do?
That's awesome. Cool. Well, hey, man, thanks for being here for Less Than 12 Parsecs. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, no, thanks for having me.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for listening. This has been another segment of the Titans of Podcasting. For Less Than 12 Parsecs, I'm Ryan Dassing, sending it back to you, Tim.
Thank you once again to Ryan Dassing, great friend of the show, for his awesome Titans of Podcasting little segments here on Less Than 12 Parsecs. Thank you to Luke Cruiser from the Bad Motivators podcast. Guys, check out their show. It's a lot of fun. Some good guys doing some good stuff. Well, that's about it. Here it is, January 1st, 2019. I got one show in the bucket for this year. I'm off to a good start. Fingers crossed I can keep this going. You know, part of my problem is I've sort of grown bored of talking to myself. All my favorite shows right now, all my favorite Star Wars podcasts, are people talking to each other who've got a great relationship, great friendships, and yeah, I miss that. I wish I had that again. I would love to do that, even in short form, in less than 12 parsecs form. I don't know how to make that happen. Because, you know what? Really, right now, my only free time to podcast is early in the morning, and not many Star Wars podcasters want to get up to chat early in the morning. we're more of a nocturnal bunch. It feels that way to me anyway. Or people are busy with their lives during the days and they can make time in the evening, but I don't have time in the evening, so I'm just putting that out there. Anyone want to talk Star Wars early in the morning? Let me know. Send me an email, 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com. If you're up for it, I want to know. I'm curious. Hey, in the meantime, check out our website, 12parsecspodcast.com. You'll find all the links to our social media stuff, which, again, because the show hasn't been active, I've not been that active on social media. Excuses, blah, blah, blah. Please forgive me. Moving on into the future, let's not look back. All right, that's it. That's all I got for today. Thanks for listening to Less Than 12 Parsecs. Vootini!
You've been listening to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. For links and show notes, visit our website, 12parsecpodcast.com. Follow Less Than 12 Parsecs on Twitter at 12parpod, on Instagram at 12parsecspodcast, on Tumblr at 12parsecspodcast, and find us on Facebook as well. And please let us know what you think. Email us at 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com.